you must believe that on Christmas Eve I won't pass you by. I'll dash away in my magic sleigh, flying through the sky. Jingle, 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 you will hear my sleigh bells ring. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of jingling. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of jingling.
Ho, ho, ho! Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us tonight on Pickup Country, 104.9 FM, WSKV. This is Santa Claus. I'm standing here by the Santa Hotline, just waiting to take your call, see what you want for Christmas. Let us know what you want. I'm sitting here with my most trusted elf, Rudy. Say hi, Rudy.
Hello.
Rudy, why don't you tell our friends out there how they can get in touch with us tonight?
You can call 606-663-2811 and press 7 at the menu.
Excellent. 606-663-2811. Press option 7. You'll come straight in here to Rudy, Tootie, and me. You can also email us at listenlikealocal.com. While we wait, we did have a couple of emails I'd like to read. Real quick, we had Kimberly send us an email this morning. Hello, Santa. My daughter Kimberly called you and your elf last night, and she was so excited she couldn't quit giggling. She says she would love to have some Barbies and a truck for her little brother, who is actually, his birthday is on Christmas Day. So she wanted something for him and herself. She's been a really good girl. She really appreciates us taking her call. Kimberly, I'll just tell you, I like a lot of things. I like a lot of cookies and cocoa, but a kid giggling, a kid laughing, I love to hear kids laugh. So I appreciate your call, and we're happy to do as best we can on Christmas morning. We'll see if we can bring you a Barbie, all right? Rudy, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I think we've got a lot of questions coming in for you tonight. I think our audience is going to be ready to listen to you. Give us a call, 606-663-2811. Press option 7. Ho, ho, ho. Hello, this is Santa Claus. Who is this?
Jackson Davis.
Hello, buddy. How are you tonight?
Good.
Good.
I wanted an airplane with electrical stuff, wheels, three wheels on the front, and a flip.
Ho, ho, ho. Well, you must have been really good this year. You think you've been really good this year?
Yeah, and I want a robot toy with a controller.
So wow.
You can control and you can use it to grab your toys and pick up toys.
Awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it, Rudy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what. You've been good. You've been cleaning your room up and eating your green vegetables real good?
Yes.
All right. So I've checked my list once. Huh?
I'm really good.
You've been good, too?
I'm Christmas present.
What do you want for Christmas?
I want a T-Rex.
A T-Rex? Like a real T-Rex?
A toy.
Oh, a toy T-Rex. Okay, because I'm not bringing a real T-Rex in my sleigh. But we'll see about a toy T-Rex. We can do that, can we?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you've been good too, right?
So, yes?
Yes.
Good, good. Well, I'll tell you what. You all keep being good. Go to bed real early on Christmas Eve. And we'll see what we can do, okay?
How many days till Christmas, Santa?
Say it again, I couldn't hear you.
How many days till Christmas?
How many days till Christmas is it, Rudy? Three, four?
Something like that.
I think we'll be taking off in 3 days, and we'll be there Christmas morning, which is 4 days. Right?
Was that your elf on the cell?
Yeah, that was. Sometimes they get naughty and they interrupt us. Do you have an elf on the shelf?
No.
No?
But I wish that I could have one of yours.
Oh, is that right? Well, I've got plenty of them. They're awful naughty, though. I don't know that you'll want one. We try to keep them, under control, but the ones we can't control, we send out there, and they're naughty. I don't know if you want one or not.
So thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you, buddy. Bye. Merry Christmas. I'll see you in a few days.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Ho, ho, ho. Give us a call, 606-663-2811. Let us know what you want for Christmas. Make sure when you get through, you hit option 7. That rings right in here to the Santa Hotline. You can also send us an email at, how's that email? What's that email address?
ListenLikeALocal.com.
ListenLikeALocal.com. You can send us an email. If you're not feeling like talking tonight, send us an email. All right. I've got an email from Josiah. Josiah says, "Dear Santa, Josiah will be 2 on Christmas and would love a Power Wheels or some cars to play with or anything blippy." Well, we'll see what we can do, Josiah. You make sure you're good. I'm going to check my list and make sure your name's on the nice list. I got to check it twice, but I think I'll see your name there. We'll make sure we try to get you something good on Christmas morning. Give us a call. 606-663-2811, option 7. Rudy, why don't you tell us a joke tonight? Start us out with a joke. Okay. Give us a riddle.
What's every elf's favorite type of music?
What is every elf's favorite type of music? Well, I'm going to say Christmas songs, obviously.
Well, yeah, but...
Because no. That's what we listen to at the North Pole all day.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the right answer.
No.
What is an elf's favorite music? I don't know. Tell me.
Rap.
Ho, 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 ho. Not rap, R-A-P, but I'm guessing W-R-A-P. But,
yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give you that. Yeah, rap is good. Mm-hmm. That kind of rap.
Yeah.
Give us a call. 606-663-2811. I'll tell you what, Rudy. I've came prepared tonight.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to ask you some questions tonight. Some very elf-specific questions. And I'm going to need you to answer them.
Right.
All right. I know you know the major food groups for an elf. Which one would you rather eat? Spaghetti with maple syrup or spaghetti with candy corn sauce?
Maple syrup.
That's definitely one of the four major food groups. Maple syrup and spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody out there likes maple syrup with spaghetti, give us a call and let us know. 606-663-2811, option 7. All right, Rudy. Give us a riddle for the audience. We'll see if anybody out there knows.
All right. What do Santa's elves learn in school?
What do Santa's elves learn in school? If you know the answer to that, give us a call. 606-663-2811. Press option 7. Call us and let us know what you want for Christmas. Let us know if you've been good or bad. If you've been bad, maybe you can give us an explanation why we can get you off that naughty list. 606-663-2811. Press option 7. Or send us an email at listenlikealocal.com. You know what? Maybe we give them just a few minutes to think of the answer to that question. Maybe we'll give them a Christmas song to listen to. What do you think?
All right, let's do it.
Let's cut to a song, and then we'll give you guys a second to think about it, and then you can call us back. 606-663-2811, option 7.
Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, the Grinch at home alone. Oh, the one of many thousands the Hallmark Channel shown. Christmas Story, Caroling Vacation, well, them's all classics too. But there's one head and shoulders above the rest, and this I'm telling you. Die Hard is the greatest Christmas movie that's ever been made. And I'll scream it from Nakatomi Tower till they put me away. It's got bloody feet instead of footy PJs nestled in some bed. And there's snow explosions and a hail of gunfire all around your head. Ain't 12 days of Christmas, but 12 terrorists get slain. And old Hans Gruber gets a present courtesy of John McClane. Yeah, old Hans Gruber's gonna get himself a Christmas present courtesy of John McClane. Yippee-ki-yay.
What do you think about that, Rudy? Do you think Die Hard is the best Christmas movie ever?
I don't know.
I don't think it is. There's a lot of good Christmas movies out there. Die Hard's a good movie, don't get me wrong. But the best, I don't know. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Elf.
Elf. Figures. All right. Give us a call. 606-663-2811, option 7. Let us know what your favorite Christmas movie is, if you have one. Give us your Christmas list, or you can answer Rudy's question. What was the question again, Rudy?
What do Santa's elves learn in school?
What do my elves learn in school? Let us know. 606-663-2811, option 7. All right, Rudy, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you ready for it?
I guess so.
Let's see. Would you rather be super fast at making snowballs or paper snowflakes?
Paper snowflakes.
Paper? Why? I would love to make fast snowballs.
I like snowflakes.
Well, snowballs are a lot of snowflakes. Like, put it all put together.
Well, paper snowflakes.
Okay, she's going to stick with paper snowflakes. What's your favorite out there? If you'd rather make fast snowballs or fast snowflakes? I think the answer is snowballs. But Rudy thinks it's snowflakes, so we'll let Rudy think she's right for just a little while. Give us a call, 606-663-2811, option 7. You can also email us at listenlikealocal.com. All right, I've got an email here from John. John says, I would really like for you to bring me a Rhino-Mite Launcher RC truck, some Hot Wheels, some Pokemon cards, and an Xbox Ultimate Game Pass gift card. Thank you, John. John, thank you for the email. If you keep being good, we'll see what we can do. You're on the naughty list. I don't know. We got a couple of days to get off of it. But I think you'll be on the nice list. Just give us a call here and let us know. 606-663-2811. Press option 7 at the menu. You'll come straight in here to the Santa's Hotline with me and Rudy Tootie. If you don't feel like talking, send us an email, listenlikealocal.com. Rudy, won't you tell us about our special helper this week?
Citizens Guarantee Bank. My money, my bank, my CGB.
Excellent. My money, my bank, my CGB. You can find out more at cg.bank. All right, Rudy, give me another riddle.
All right. What do you call an obnoxious reindeer?
An obnoxious reindeer. I've got several of those. What do I call them? I usually call them Dasher and Dancer and Prancer. That's not the answer.
No.
Okay. What do you call an obnoxious reindeer? I don't know. What do you call it?
Rudolph.
Yes, Rudolph is definitely an obnoxious reindeer. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question then.
All right.
Which one would you rather have? Would you rather have Frosty's nose or Rudolph's nose?
Probably Rudolph's.
Rudolph's nose. Why would you want Rudolph's nose?
I don't know.
I think that would keep you up at night. You're sitting there probably trying to sleep and you got a big flashing red light coming off your nose.
Well, you could cover it up.
You could. Okay. You could also, well, okay. I guess if you have half Frosty's nose, every time you walk by a reindeer, they'd be kind of nipping at your nose.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like that either.
No.
All right, maybe Rudolph is the answer. All right. Give us a call. Let us know which one you'd rather have, Frosty's nose or Rudolph's nose. 606-663-2811, option 7. Or if you have an answer to our question, which was, what do our elves learn in school?
Mm-hmm.
If you know what elves learn in school, give us a call. 606-663-2811, option 7. See if we've got any more emails. I think we're called up for the moment. All right, we'll give you guys a few more minutes. Maybe we'll play another Christmas song.
Spirit rings. That's Haley Wheeler singing Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, recorded at Mastertone Studio in Stanton.
Oh, all right, we're back. Give us a call, 606-663-2811, option 7. You just gave us a call, we just missed it. Call us back, 606-663-2811, option 7. You can also send us an email at listenlikealocal.com. If you know the answer to Rudy's question, which was?
What do Santa's elves learn at school?
What do Santa's elves learn at school? Give us a call, 606-663-2811, option 7. Hello, this is Santa Claus. Who is this?
Sean.
Hey, Sean, how you doing tonight?
Pretty good, how are you?
Good, man. What's going on tonight?
Not a whole lot.
You got an answer to our question?
I'm going to try the alphabet.
Yes.
Ho, 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 alphabet. Ho, ho, that's correct.
Really?
Sean,
okay.
You got it right. Sean, nice. Have you been good this year?
Yes.
What do you want for Christmas?
I'd like a new gun.
A new gun? Any certain kind? You like shotgun, rifle? What are we after?
Shotgun be good.
All right, good. And you just keep that away from my reindeer. Don't be pointing it at my reindeer up in the sky.
All right.
If you hear anything on the rooftop, just don't worry about it.
Got you covered.
All right, so you have a good Merry Christmas, and we'll talk at you later.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. The alphabet. Oh, that's good. All right, give us a call. Let us know your Christmas list. 606-663-2811, option 7. All right, Rudy, I got a question for you.
All right.
Would you rather have one big present or 10 smaller presents?
10 little ones.
10 smaller presents. Why?
Mm-hmm. Well, you get to have the joy of opening more than one.
Get the enjoyment? Okay, I understand. 10 smaller presents, that's probably a good choice. Give us a call, 606-663-2811, press option 7. You can also email us at listenlikealocal.com. All right, Rudy, what was our special helper again this week?
Citizens Guarantee Bank. My money, my bank, my CGB.
Excellent. You can find out more at cg.bank. Hello, this is Santa Claus. Who is this?
Emma.
Emma, hello. How are you tonight, Emma?
I'm good.
Good. I'm doing good, too.
I'm good, Mommy.
Emma, you've been a good girl?
She's drinking sour lemonade.
Sour lemonade. I like sour. You like the pink kind or you like the yellow kind?
Pink or yellow?
You like pink lemonade? Yeah. They're both good. Emma, what do you want for Christmas? Have you told us yet?
Barbies. Say it
real well.
Barbies.
Say it. Barbies. I hear you whispering.
Babies.
Babies. See, I thought you said Barbies. You got to make sure you talk real loud for me because I'm deaf in one ear and can't see out of the other.
I like that.
You like babies or Barbies?
Babies or Barbies?
Babies.
Babies. All right. Well, Emma, you keep being really, really, really good, okay? And make sure you go to bed really early on Christmas Eve, and we'll see what we can do, okay?
Okay.
Hey.
So thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Emma. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you for the call, Emma. 606-663-2811, option 7. Hello, this is Santa Claus and Rudy Tootie the Elf. Who is this? Hello, this is Santa Claus. Who's this? We may have lost him there. Hello, this is Santa Claus. Who is this? All right, if we missed you, give us a call back. 606-663-2811, press option 7. Hello, this is Santa Claus. Who is this? Well, hello. How are you tonight?
Oh, good.
Good. You've been really good this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want for Christmas?
New nail polish. Oh. My own.
Wow, that sounds pretty fun. You've been really good, right?
Yeah.
Good. You keeping your room clean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you have been. All right, well, I'm going to make sure on the nice list that your name's there, and I'm pretty sure it is. I saw it the first time around, but I got to check it twice. But we'll make sure we do something real nice for you on Christmas, okay?
Okay.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Give us a call, 606-663-2811, option 7. Hello, this is Santa Claus. Who is this?
Kimberly.
Kimberly. Hello, Kimberly. How are you tonight?
You got Lego?
Kimberly, you doing good tonight? Kimberly.
Yeah.
What do you want for Christmas, Kimberly?
Play-Doh.
Play-Doh. I recognize that giggle, I think.
Yeah.
Well, Kimberly, you keep being really good. And make sure you go to bed real early and keep your room clean. And we'll make sure we do something real nice for you on Christmas, okay?
Thank you. Say thank you. Say bye, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Kimberly. Bye-bye for now. Give us a call, 606-663-2811. Press option 7. Hello, this is Santa Claus. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. You may come just a little bit closer to the phone. I can't hear you.
In Frozen Gator.
Say, my name is Jackson.
Hello.
Jackson.
Hello, Jackson. How are you, buddy?
Good.
Good. You been a good boy?
Yeah.
I'll bet you have. Jackson, what do you want for Christmas?
I want to see an iron after us in a Frozen Gator, Frozen House, and Frozen Lego.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff. You've been really, really good, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you have. Well, I'll tell you what, Jackson, you keep being good, and we'll do something real good for you Christmas morning.
I got one more that wants to talk to you.
I hear somebody else in the background. Let me talk to them.
I'm Ellie.
Hello, how are you?
Say good.
Good.
You been really good this year?
Say yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you have. What do you want for Christmas this year?
Minnie Mouse.
I like Minnie Mouse. I don't think I caught your name. What was your name?
It's Marley.
Marley. Marley and Minnie Mouse. Sounds great. Well, Marley, you keep being good, and we'll make sure we bring you something real nice Christmas morning, okay?
Say
thank you. Thank
you. You're welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, buddy. I'll see you guys real soon.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, give us a call, 606-663-2811, option 7. Merry Christmas. Who is this?
Kalia.
Kalia, this is Santa Claus. How are you tonight?
Good.
Good. Kalia, you been real good this year?
Yeah.
Really, really good?
What is it?
Really, 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 really good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you have. What do you want for Christmas this year?
Clothes.
Clothes? What kind of clothes?
I don't know. Just a bunch.
A bunch of clothes. Okay, that's good. Well, let me ask you a question. Would you rather have Frosty's nose, or would you rather have Rudolph's nose?
Rudolph's nose.
So you want a big bright red nose on your face?
Yeah.
Yeah, that does sound pretty fun, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Rudy agrees with you. Rudolph's nose would be pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you keep being good, all right? And we'll see what we can do Christmas morning, okay?
Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye for now. Keep the calls coming. 606-663-2811, option 7. Hello, this is Santa Claus. Who is this?
Isaiah.
Isaiah, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Fine.
Good. Isaiah, have we talked to you yet?
Yeah.
Good, I thought so. I thought you sounded familiar. You're doing good tonight?
Yeah.
Good. Isaiah, go ahead and tell us again what you want for Christmas.
A Hot Wheel track that hangs on the wall.
Hangs on the wall?
Yeah.
So how do the cars stay on it?
They race down.
But how do they go back up?
You push them down.
Oh, I got you. I know what you're talking about. Yes. Oh, those are pretty nice. But you've been good, right, Isaiah? I know you told me last night you had been, but you been good?
Yes.
You still keeping your room clean?
Yeah.
Good. I'll tell you what, Isaiah, you keep being good. Make sure you go to bed nice and early on Christmas Eve, and we'll see what we can do, okay?
Okay.
All right, Isaiah, I'll talk to you later, all right?
Okay.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. It's a pretty cool Lego set, or track set. I've seen it. Give us a call, 606-663-2811, option 7. All right, we've got a text to read here. We got a text from, didn't get the name. Dear Santa, oh, no, I didn't get the name. Right there. Dear Santa, my name is Harper. Hello, Harper. And I have been very good. I would love to have some baby dolls for Christmas. All right, Harper. Well, since you've been really, really good, we'll see what we can do, all right? Thank you for the text. Hello, this is Santa Claus. Who is this?
Luke.
Hello, Luke. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Good. Luke, you still being good?
Yes.
Good. Luke, what do you want for Christmas?
Lego set.
Lego set. Any certain kind of Lego set or just plain old Legos?
A certain kind.
Which kind do you want?
One that comes with dinosaurs.
Dinosaur Lego set. Those are pretty cool. I've seen them. All right, Luke. You keeping your room clean?
Yes.
Doing all that you're supposed to be doing, right?
Yes.
Good, good. All right. Well, you keep being good, and we'll see what we can do Christmas morning, okay?
Okay.
Merry Christmas, Luke.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Give us a call, 606-663-2811. Press option 7. Come straight in here to the Santa hotline. All right, Rudy, give us another joke.
Okay. What's the difference between the Christmas alphabet and the ordinary alphabet?
Oh, I think I know this one. I'm going to leave that one for the audience.
Okay.
What is the difference between the normal alphabet and the Christmas alphabet? You know the answer to that? Give us a call at 606-663-2811, option 7. You can also send us an email. How's that? What was that website?
ListenLikeALocal.com.
ListenLikeALocal.com. Give us a call, 606-663-2811. Press option 7. Let's check, see if we've got any emails waiting on us. We don't yet, so we got a good lot of calls tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the calls coming. We like hearing from you. At this point, it's too late to send us a letter now. Make sure you give us a call. Or you can send us an email and we'll get it instantly. 606-663-2811, option 7. Let us know that you've been really good. If you've not been really good or you're just not sure, maybe you call and you can get yourself off the naughty list. Give us a call. 606-663-2811. Press option 7. You'll come straight in here to the Santa hotline. Rudy, I like the decorations you've done here tonight. I noticed you brought a Christmas tree with you.
Yep.
I like it. There's a lot of festivity going here. The Christmas tree just kind of brightens the place for us.
Yep.
Yep. Give us a call, 606-663-2811. All right, Rudy, I got a question for you.
All right.
Would you rather be an elf at Santa's workshop, which you are, or would you rather be an elf on the shelf?
Elf on the shelf.
Elf on the shelf. Why? Why do you want to be an elf on the shelf?
you can get into trouble and not get in trouble for it.
Ho, ho, ho. I think Rudy might be wanting to get into some trouble, some mischief here. I don't know. Rudy's pretty awful good. You're awful good to be an elf on the shelf. I don't know if you want to get into all that mischief. Because those elves on the shelf, that's why they're down here, because...
They're crazy.
They're a little naughty. We don't want to have them up there at the North Pole. All right. Have we sent you guys an elf on the shelf? Give us a call. 606-663-2811, option 7. Hello, this is Santa Claus. Who is this?
Riddle.
Say it again. I had her turned down just a little bit. Give me your name again.
It's Kalia, and I have the answer for the riddle.
Kalia has the answer to the riddle. Why don't you tell us the riddle question again?
What's the difference between the Christmas alphabet and the ordinary alphabet?
What's the difference between the Christmas alphabet and the normal alphabet?
The difference between it is there's no L.
Ho, 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 ho. That's correct, right?
Yep.
Yep. You're right, Kalia. All right, let me ask you a question then, Kalia. Let's see. Would you rather explore the candy cane forest, or would you rather explore the sea of swirly twirly gumdrops?
Probably the candy cane forest. I love candy canes.
You like candy canes? I like candy canes too.
Mm-hmm.
We had to take Rudy Tootie's candy canes away from her. She kept trying to eat candy canes in here, and they don't like that here in the studio. So no. We had to take her candy canes before she came on. But that's a good answer. Candy cane forest is a good answer. All right, Kalia, we already got your Christmas list.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to add to it since you got our answer right?
No.
No? All right. Well, Kalia, you keep being good. You keep listening. If we have any more questions you want to answer, give us a call back.
Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas, Kalia.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Noel, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Ho, ho, ho. Give us a call. 606-663-2811. Press option 7. You can also email us at listenlikealocal.com, or you can text us at 606-663-2811. All right, they've got our riddle correct, so won't you give us another one?
All right. What did the gingerbread man put on his bed?
What did the gingerbread man put on his bed? If you know the answer to that, give us a call. 606-663-2811. Press option 7. If you don't know the answer, just call in and give us your Christmas list. 606-663-2811, press option 7. While you guys are thinking about it, maybe we go to a song for a second. Enjoy this song, and we'll be right back here on the Santa's Hotline. Back of the Santa's Hotline. Give us a call. We're standing by. 606-663-2811, option 7. You can also email us at listenlikealocal.com. Rudy, won't you tell us again about our special helper this week?
Citizens Guarantee Bank. My money, my bank, my CGB.
My money, my bank, my CGB. You can always find out more at cg.bank. All right, what was that riddle you have for the crowd?
What did the gingerbread man put on his bed?
What did the gingerbread man put on his bed? If you know the answer to that, give us a call. 606-663-2811. All right, Rudy, you got a question. Would you rather ride the Polar Express or would you rather ride in Santa's sleigh?
Polar Express.
Really? The Polar Express? Mm-hmm. Other than the fact that you've already ridden in Santa's sleigh.
Yeah.
Why would you choose the Polar Express?
I really like the Polar Express.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not a thing wrong with that. Just wondering. I don't think it's the driver of the sleigh, right? There's no problem with the driver and everything's good. And give us a call. 606-663-2811. Option 7. You know, Rudy, you had a birthday here recently, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me ask you another question.
All right.
Would you rather every day be like Christmas Day, or would you rather every day be like your birthday?
Probably my birthday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
I get to share it with friends and family.
Friends and family at your birthday, whereas mm-hmm. Christmas Day you spend mostly with family.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. I understand. Give us a call, 606-663-2811, option 7. Let us know which one you'd rather have, your birthday every day or Christmas every day. 606-663-2811, option 7. You can also text us at that same number, 606-663-2811, or you can email us at listenlikealocal.com. You want to give us another riddle? We'll see if we can get it.
Who is never hungry at Christmas?
Ooh. Who is never hungry? Well, I've got plenty of cookies around Christmas time, so I'm going to say me.
No.
I am still hungry. It doesn't matter how many cookies I eat, I'm still hungry. Who is not hungry around Christmas time? I don't know. Who is it?
A turkey. He's always stuffed.
Oh, the turkey's always stuffed. Never hungry. That's pretty good. Give us a call. 606-663-2811. All right, we got a text here from Ariana. It says, Dear Santa, my name is Ariana, and I have been very good. I would love to have a Minnie Mouse doll. All right, Ariana, because you've been really, really good, we'll see what we can do on Christmas morning. All right, Ariana, make sure you go to bed real nice and early on Christmas Eve, and we'll see what we can do. Minnie Mouse doll. It's the second Minnie Mouse doll we've had tonight. Yeah. I like Minnie Mouse.
Those are one of my favorites to wrap.
Yeah, they're pretty fun. Yep. Give us a call, 606-663-2811, option 7. You can also text us at the same number, or you can send us an email at
listenlikealocal.com.
Listenlikealocal.com. All right, so since we're doing this, would you rather, let me ask you another question from your favorite movie. Would you rather eat cotton balls or pre-chewed gum? Mm. Would you rather eat cotton balls or pre-chewed gum?
I don't know.
That's a tough choice.
Those are both kind of weird.
That's a tough choice. Hello, this is Santa Claus. Who is this?
Jackson.
Hello, Jackson. How are you tonight?
Good.
Good. Good. Jackson, do you have an answer to our question?
Yeah.
Read our question again, Rudy.
It's coming from the radio.
We got just a little bit of an echo. You might walk away from your radio for just a second.
All right.
Or turn your radio down for just a second while we talk.
Turn the radio down.
There, you're good. I got you now. What was the answer to the question?
Read it again.
Read it again.
Rudy, won't you tell us the question again, and Jackson's going to give us an answer.
What did the gingerbread man put on his bed?
Jackson, what did the gingerbread man put on his bed?
I've been doing good.
Oh, you've been doing good? Good, me too. Jackson, do you know what the gingerbread man put on his bed?
Yeah.
What did he put on it?
Blanket.
Blankets, is that their answer?
No, close, but it's not.
That's close, Jackson. That's all right. Jackson, won't you tell us what you want for Christmas?
A toy Escalade I can drive.
Wow, that sounds pretty fun. You been a good boy this year?
Yeah.
Keeping your room clean?
Yeah.
Yeah? Not putting everything under your bed. You're actually cleaning it up, right?
Yeah.
Doing everything you've been told to do in the first time and eating all your green vegetables?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you have. All right, Jackson, since you've been so good, we'll see what we can do on Christmas morning, okay?
I love you, Santa Claus.
I love you too, buddy. Appreciate the call. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ho, ho, ho. Give us a call, 606-663-2811. Press option 7. You come straight in here to the Santa hotline. What was that question again, Rudy?
What did the gingerbread man put on his bed?
What did the gingerbread man put on his bed? I do not know the answer to that. So if you know the answer, call in here. 606-663-2811. Give us the answer. So did we decide what you wanted? You either have cotton balls or pre-chewed gum?
Probably neither.
Probably neither. Okay. I understand. I think I would have to go with cotton balls. But I don't know. Neither one sounds very appetizing. Give us a call. Let us know if you'd rather have cotton balls or pre-chewed gum. Somebody else chewed it for you. And now you're going to chew it. Pretty gross. Give us a call, 606-663-2811, option 7. All right, I got a real important question. This is one of the most important questions.
Okay.
Would you rather have a friend, as a reindeer friend, or a talking snowman as a friend?
A reindeer.
Reindeer?
Mm-hmm.
How come?
Well, they're not talking to you all the time.
She likes silence. Rudy doesn't like all that talking. That's why she doesn't like sitting next to me, because all I do is talk. I think a reindeer could take you places. They could fly around, and I'm thinking even in the summertime you could have a reindeer friend, whereas snowman, just never know what's going to happen in the summertime. Give us a call, 606-663-2811. Press option 7, or you can send us an email at listenlikealocal.com. All right, Rudy, why don't you give us another riddle, and we may go to a song. We'll see.
Okay. Let's see here.
Give us a good one. We're running out of time here tonight.
Why did Santa Claus get a parking ticket on Christmas Eve?
I better not be getting any parking tickets on Christmas Eve. Give us a call, 606-663-2811, option 7, if you know why Santa Claus would get a parking ticket on Christmas Eve. 606-663-2811. While you think about it, we'll go and listen to another song.
Thank you. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
That's the Graham family singing Silent Night, recorded at Mastertone Studio in Stanton.
Hello, this is Santa Claus. Who's this? Hello, this is Santa Claus. Who's this? Oh. Hello, this is Santa Claus. Hello. Who's this?
Jackson.
Hello, Jackson. How are you? It's been a while.
It was a cookie sheet.
Yep, it was.
A cookie sheet. Remind me of the question again.
What did the gingerbread man put on his bed?
The gingerbread man put a cookie sheet on his bed. Oh, yeah, I never would have got that, Jackson. You're pretty smart.
Yep.
All right, Jackson. Well, let me ask you a question, Jackson. If you had to pick one friend, either a reindeer or a talking snowman, which one would you rather have?
It's a reindeer.
You'd rather have a reindeer as a friend?
Yeah.
I've got a lot of reindeer as friends. I've never had a talking snowman as a friend, but I've got a lot of reindeer. What would you do with a reindeer as a friend?
I would ride him.
You ride him? Well, they can fly, so you got to hold on real tight. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
All right, Jackson. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for giving us our answer. I never would have got it without you, buddy.
You never would have got
you
it?
You too.
Merry Christmas, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call, 606-663-2811, option 7. You can also send us an email at listenlikealocal.com. We've got about 7 more minutes. Make sure you get your calls in. 606-663-2811, option 7. We got one more chance tomorrow night to get a call in to Rudy Tootie the Elf and Santa Claus. And then hopefully you got your list mailed early, because the mail is moving a little slow right now. So make sure you get your calls in to us or send us an email at listenlikealocal.com. Just a few more minutes. Let's see. All right, Rudy. Would you rather drink the world's best cup of coffee, or would you rather eat an entire roll of cookie dough as fast as you can?
I don't really like coffee, so probably the cookie dough. But maybe not as fast as I could, though.
Well, but we're talking about the world's best cup of coffee. It's not just a regular cup of coffee, but the world's best cup of coffee.
Probably still the cookie dough.
Still the cookie dough. I like cookies. I usually like my cookies cooked, though. I like them once they're already baked.
Yeah.
But I like coffee. I like the best cup of coffee in the world as well. Give us a call, 606-663-2811. We got about 5 more minutes. If you don't get it in tonight, you got one more night tomorrow night to give us your list at 6 o'clock tomorrow night right here on 104.9 WSKV. All right, let's see if I got another one for you. This one you'll like, because I know how much you like to sing. Would you rather spread Christmas cheer by singing loud for all to hear, or would you rather bake Christmas cookies?
Definitely Christmas cookies all the way.
Really? I thought you liked to sing really, really loud.
No, never.
I want to hear you sing here.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Not tonight? Maybe tomorrow.
No.
She's not interested in singing loud for all to hear, but she's willing to bake some Christmas cookies, so I guess that can also spread Christmas cheer as well. Let me know out there if you want to sing a song really loud, or if you want to bake Christmas cookies to spread Christmas cheer. 606-663-2811, option 7. Got just a few more minutes to take one or two more calls if you get in real quick. And we'll get your list taken back north. 606-663-2811, option 7. Let's see. You've already answered that. Elf ears. You've already got elf ears. You just can't see them for that. All right, would you rather wear my snowsuit, which looks just like this, or would you rather wear jingly elf shoes to school?
Elf shoes.
Which I figured you would, because you always wear elf shoes.
Yeah.
She's always very jingly. She's not sneaking up on anybody because she always jingles when she walks. Unlike me, I shake when I laugh like a bowl full of jelly. She just jingles when she walks. All right, give us a call. We got just a couple of more minutes. 606-663-2811, option 7. We're going to stay right here. We're not going to cut to any more music tonight. We're going to stay right here. We're going to wait for your call. Give us a call, 606-663-2811. Or you can send us a text, the same number, 606-663-2811. Or send us an email at
listenlikealocal.com.
All right, Rudy, tell us about our special helper again this week.
Citizens Guarantee Bank. My money, my bank, my CGB.
Find out more at cg.bank. Citizens Guarantee Bank. My money, my bank, my CGB. All right. Since I know what you are, what you do with the North Pole, but would you rather build toys or would you rather wrap toys?
Wrap them.
You'd rather wrap them. Okay, that's what you do now.
Yep.
So it's good that you like that better than making them, since that's your job.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if you don't like the way your gift's wrapped, send us a letter and let us know about Rudy Tootie the Elf and her wrapping job. 606-663-2811, option 7. Send us an email at listenlikealocal.com. All right. And Rudy, you're going to be spreading Christmas cheer by singing loud for all to hear, right?
No.
No? Maybe tomorrow night. We'll see. All right. We got about 2 more minutes. We can take one more call if anybody's out there ready to give your Christmas list. Again, it's too late to send us a letter now. Make sure you get your call in to us or send us an email. Let us know immediately what you want. We're not waiting for a letter to get there, because it'll probably be Tuesday or Wednesday before we get it. Give us a call, 606-663-2811, option 7. All right. Could you give us a joke while we got one more minute?
Okay. What's Santa's favorite fruit?
My favorite fruit? Chocolate chip cookies.
No.
That's my favorite vegetable. Favorite fruit? Candy canes.
No.
I give up.
Sugar plums.
Oh, sugar plums. That's true. I do like sugar plums. Not as good as chocolate chip cookies, but I try to eat my vegetables. All right, we got one more minute for a quick call. If you have your list ready, 606-663-2811, option 7. If you don't have your list quite ready right now, save it for tomorrow night. You can give us a call tomorrow night, same time, same channel, 6 o'clock right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM, WSKV.